Also, the AFL is becoming more and more woke by the day. Now, as you might know, AFLW players, the women's league, they don't publish the players' weights because they worry it might upset them. Well, it seems like a similar thing is now going to happen with the male players. On Footy Classified last night, Caroline Wilson had this to say about skin testing.
Body composition assessments, excluding height and weight, will not be conducted in any talent pathways or in any athlete that are eligible to compete in the pathway programs. That's skin fault. Mm. No more skin faults at all for any under 18 coming into the competition. Weights only will be done, body weights, by senior sports scientists, dietitians or medical practitioners in a safe and private setting. All that data will be kept private.
So there you go. Basically, if you're a draftee or an underage player coming in via a pathways, an academy program, they won't do any skin fault testing. No, I don't get that. These are young footballers who want to be professional athletes. Part of being a professional athlete in a sport like Australian rules, where the top midfielders can run up to 20 kilometres in a game, is that you have to be superbly fit. In fact, Australian rules footballers are probably amongst the best runners of any football code on the planet. This idea that, oh, we can't skinfold them because it might upset the poor little darlings is ridiculous. It is part of being an athlete. And it's the same with the women. The idea that you wouldn't publish a female player's weight because it might upset her, they're professional athletes. Being fit is part of the job. Not having too much body fat is essential. David the Ox Schwartz has spoken with me a number of times. He every now and then came back from a summer weighing more than he should. And he was put in what was called the fat group, and they had to run extra laps of the oval, and their skin folds were measured every week, and they were given special diets, because that was just what he took to play the game at the top level. Anyway, the AFL is becoming woke, but there you go. No skin fold testing anymore for younger players.